This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, August 18th. Well, we had the cattle market surging higher with feeder cattle pushing into new highs beyond not only this recent rally, but the highs that were put in here several months ago. Market just exploding past that. Weakness in corn, strength in live cattle, and strength in the cash index, all pointing to higher futures values for the feeder cattle. In live cattle there too, we pushed into new highs on the front months, just barely getting past that April high on the front month August. The back months aren't quite there to those old highs yet, but they're very close. In fact, starting to fill the gaps that were left from mid-April on the October live cattle. So we're completing some technical targets, but the market doesn't show a lot of sign of slowing down. So we, you know, this market is getting a burst of energy after last week when it looked like we're probably running out of gas. Here we are, we're back into new highs on feeders and new highs for the move on live cattle. Cash markets got rolling early this week, just a few hundred head trading at, you know, $4 higher in the Fed trade, but we've held that and in fact continue to push higher. About another 1,000 head trading yesterday at around an average of 147, which is up 3. Dress trade averaging around 236 is up 6 on the week. When we break that down into the regions, we see Nebraska trading around 148 to 153. So certainly they're pulling that average higher, and that's on the Fed trade, of course. Dress trade around 232 to 238, again, pulling the average higher. Kansas trading around 141, which is up 1 for them. Texas and Oklahoma also right around 141. In the box beef trade, we had the choice down $1.10 at 264. Select was down 123 at 238. So the spread picked up 13 cents at 26.45. Movement was 145 loads. The slaughter rate so far this week, we're running at 373,000 head. That's up 2,000 from last week, and it's up 13,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 54 cents. We're sitting at 179.89. So that's the highest we've been in weeks. And I think that it just speaks to the strength in futures. Kind of hard for the board to press lower when lives are up, cash index is up, and corn is down. So it's just firing on all pistons for the feeder cattle market. We've got a cattle on feed report out on Friday. Pre-release estimates are running for total on feed numbers as of August 1, up 0.7 over a year ago. July placements down 1.5% from a year ago, and marketing's down 2.9%. Now, your total overall numbers generally are lower, and they've been lower because of the smaller calf crop. But the placements number, I think, will be the most important because we had so much liquidation and movement off of pasture in the Southern Plains during July. So this is a key number to look at, just how it's going to skew the placement pattern and how full these feedlots will be headed into late summer and early fall. So short term, it sure looks like the market's got a lot of momentum, and you know, we're into new highs. We'll see how well we hold here, but the sell signals that we got obviously got blown up, and this market just doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.